Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome to Sincerely Trish. Another week, another episode, and another chance to improve our life. We are up to episode number 9. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And thank you so much if you've been a guest on the show. You have done such a great job. Yesterday, I went on a walk with my dogs. It was beautiful outside. So I unhooked their leashes and let them run free. They love it. They love getting off their leash. They run crazy. They chase squirrels. They run behind the house. They run up and down the driveways. They run behind the bushes. But it didn't take long, and they came right back and sat next to me. Because nothing in this world is better than being home. No matter how many squirrels you chase, no matter how much fun you have out there, any adventure you go on, any sights you see, any trips you take, any incredible beauty you see, nothing beats coming home. Isn't it joyful when you are flying back home? And in my case, I'm flying back home to Buffalo and I look out the window of the airplane and it's getting ready to land and you recognize down below that you're about to land in Buffalo. And you see either Lake Erie on one side, or if you come in the other direction, you'll see the Eastern Hills Mall. It gives you comfort. It's something you're familiar with. It says nothing's changed. You're home. It's the same thing if you're driving home on the thruway, no matter what your city is. For me, if I see the Angola exit on one side or the Clarence exit on another, I know that I'm getting home. Home is where your heart is. Nothing beats your bed. Nothing beats coming home to a homemade meal. Nothing beats your pets. Nothing beats doing your laundry in your own home. Home is where you were first loved. You can joke around, you're comfortable, you can be totally yourself. You wear your glasses, your jogging pants, you can wear your sweatshirts. You're relaxed, you're loved, you're comfortable. You are yourself at home. Isn't that our goal? Isn't that our goal here on earth? To return home to our Father in heaven? Aren't we given free will? And we can go out and explore and do whatever we want to do. But there's really nothing greater than going home. Today I want to introduce you to Nicole LaPere. Nicole is our guest today. She and Natalie share the same initials. They both graduated from Richmond in 2011. Both swimmers, both have blonde hair. And they both lived together in the G unit apartment after graduation. Nicole is a top national swimmer. She is from California. She's a marathoner. She's an equestrian. And I am proud to present to you Nicole LaPere.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I am Natalie's teammate, friend, and roommate. I met Natalie on our recruiting trip to Richmond back in 2007, or 2006, actually. And I remember being there first, and I met Matt in the lobby of the airport. And she came down and met us. And one of the first things she said was, "I'm engaged." And she flashed her left hand, and sure enough, she had this ring on her finger, which shocked me. Little did I know how joking Natalie was, but... And I am also very gullible, which was made for a really interesting relationship, but she, I believed her for a while, and then she finally fessed up that it was just a joke. But that was my first impression of Natalie, and just fun-loving, smiling, and I knew I'd really like her. And I'm so glad that both of us decided to go to Richmond and that we were the same year and enjoyed 4 years together as we swam. And those years were spectacular, watching her in the pool, in the class, and really getting to know her. And she became one of my best friends. And after we graduated, she decided to come back to Richmond and called me one day and asked to live with me. And it was only supposed to be for 4 months. And I am so thankful that it actually turned into 3 years. The three of the best years of my life, being able to live with her, and some of my favorite memories. And it's all the little things. One of our other best friends, Katie Sieben, lived across the street, and the three of us always referred to our apartment as the G unit. It was just our place, and we would watch TV every night, and every Sunday we would get together and have what we called Sunday night family dinners. We would rotate cooking and just spending time together before we started a new week. It was just the simplicity of it that I loved. And I loved coming home to hearing her voice call down the stairs, "Hello!" And just having her there to talk and spend time with. And I miss every night when I went to bed, she would talk to Michael on the phone and I would hear her voice as I fell asleep. And it was just soothing knowing she was there and having her around. And all those little things are just, there's so many memories. I just miss all of it. And Natalie has such an impact on everyone's life. Everyone that she came in contact with, she somehow affected in a good way. And I can't even begin to say how much impact she had on my life. She displayed to me true love with the relationship with Michael, true friendship with every friend she had, and true kindness. And I think that's a word that everyone associates with Natalie, is kindness. And one of the best examples of this is for Lent one year, she decided to do something kind for someone, whether it be a friend, an acquaintance, or a stranger, every day without them knowing. And I remember thinking, wow, that she would do that, making the effort to do something just for the benefit of someone else. And when I had shoulder surgery, she was there every day taking care of me. She would come home at lunch and cook me or make me a sandwich. She would put my hair in a ponytail for months because I couldn't lift my arm. And she was just there. She made the effort to be there for people. And I take that away with me now. And I consciously make an effort to be kind to people and to go out of my way to do something for them, whether it's paying something forward and buying someone a coffee in line, or just doing a favor for a friend, whether they ask for it or not. Natalie has made me a better person, and hopefully I can pass that along to other people in my life and have her live on through me and through everyone else in my life, in my circle. And I will love her forever, and she will never be forgotten. She lives on every day through my actions and in my thoughts. Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. I kind of forgot about that engagement ring thing. She was only a senior in high school. And if I remember correctly, Matt, the coach, the swim coach, put her up to that. Value your home. Value each other. Value the family. Make that our goal. God gives us free will. We can go out there and do whatever we want to do. But do what's right, so that when the time comes, we know that our Father in heaven will open his arms and say to us, "Welcome home." Sincerely, Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Be sure to check out future episodes on her blog, poodlewalker.com. And let's remember to live so that your life is a gift to others. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.